treated Mr. Baranovich, continued to treat Mr. Baranovich in his position as the chair of the oversight committee. I think I proved that right out of the gate at the first organizational meeting, and somebody almost fell over when I said that. But I've always texted him, I text him back, he calls me, I call him back. I've never disrespected him that I can think of in any way, shape, or form. Just because something, we might not always agree on things, doesn't mean you're disrespecting them. There's always going to be ideological differences, and I think that's what, you know, has happened. And that's just part of the deal. You know, good or bad, but I would just say that I think the board has, you know, we listen to Mr. Baranovich, and we've given him, if he wants to do a presentation or additional presentation or additional time, I know when I chair, I said yes, and Frank chairs, he said yes, so I just wanted to state the record that I think that we're, we have the, you know, respect that the Oversight Committee chairman deserves, and the committee, so thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Well, and I'd like to address the issue of rumor control. So I think we need to come up with a process to where if you hear rumors, then what should be your course of action? Should you group and go into that back room and come out? Or should you take the initiative to call one of us? I mean, I'm available. Staff is available. But right now, I see us each operating in isolation, and I see that the rumor mill is getting the best of both of us. And that's not a good practice. And like I said, if we were unavailable as a group, I can understand the frustration in terms of you just go in your huddle and deal with it. But will we make ourselves available? I mean, Nick has my cell number. We meet on whenever he wants to. So I don't understand why, as adults, we aren't addressing the rumor mill, because there's lots of rumors out there. And you know, like rumors, they may be based on a little bit of factual information, but they're totally blown out. I can't get into number six. Perhaps we can address the rumors that are going around, but I mean, it's just it's not healthy to our relationship. It really isn't, and we have to come to a way in terms of how we're going to deal with those rumors, because we hear rumors and you hear rumors, and both of us are not willing to confront each other about those rumors, and the public hears rumors as well. And again, I've made myself available. I said, you have a rumor or you hear something, pick up the phone, text me, I'll meet with you. And if I don't know the answer, then I will definitely defer to Dr. Janney, and we'll get the answer to you. But we can't keep going on like this, where the rumors are getting I feel it's detrimental to our relationship. I'm sorry. We'll talk.
I just wanted to say as well that we respect that each and every one of you. We think that your qualifications are stellar. We know that you bring to the table a lot of perspectives, and we depend on that. And the most valuable thing I find is what I hear talk about what's going on with the projects and the construction and the issues around that. That's the most valuable thing that I find the CBOC bringing to the table. When you go out and you say this project is being done wrong, or this isn't on time, when Mr. Gutkowski talks about how are you going to make that contract and meet the time obligation that they set out, those are valuable things that I feel the bond oversight brings to the table, and I depend on that. We all do. That's to me what your role is. When you look at the construction in the school site, when you see the things going on, when you're looking at the finances, those for your bond projects are crucial. It is not, to me, very productive to keep saying that over and over and over. I mean, we would not have accepted the nomination of each of you to this committee if we didn't feel that there was expertise and that you were bringing. And even the insight, just being a parent of a student, you've already got a buy-in to the whole process that somebody else from outside may not. But I don't want to keep beating that horse every time we're together. It seems to be over and over, we're hearing that every board meeting, and after a while, it feels like we're being attacked. And we're being called into question, and our motivations are the right kind of motivations for our students, for the good of our schools, for the good of our communities. And I'd like to move beyond that and get to the real work. And I don't need to defend that. I just want to move along. And I really would do when the people with expertise that have noticed something in the projects going on and don't feel that if those are the questions, that's what we need. That's what we need the experts for. That's what we need your oversight for. Thank you.